Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Fibroids are benign, meaning non-cancerous growths in the uterus.
Hello and welcome to the program. Today we continue our look at fibroids. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us. In part one of our program on fibroids, 34-year-old Diane Johnson shared her struggle and triumph with the illness. We also heard from consultant obstetrician and senior medical officer at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital, Dr. Orville Morgan, who told us about the types of fibroids.
They occur in different parts of the uterus. If it's close to the side that is nearer to the rest of the abdominal organs, they are called subserous fibroids. If they're in the muscle wall, they are called intramural fibroids. If they are near to the lining of the uterus, they are called submucosal fibroids.
Fibroids are extremely common. The signs and symptoms are not, as 60% of women do not have any presentation of the illness.
Fibroids will present and have different features in a particular woman. First of all, just by its size alone can disfigure a woman's anatomy. Their tummy is a little bit bigger. It can also compress the organs that are around, compress their bladder so that they have to pass urine more often than usual. Compression again causes constipation, and in particular when they are submucosal in position, may interfere with their menstrual cycle and cause a lot of prolonged heavy bleeding, and may also present in a very few cases as a cause of infertility or recurrent pregnancy loss.
Severe pain during menstruation, intercourse, or just general pelvic pain could also be indications. No woman is immune to fibroids. However, there are some who may be more prone to getting the condition than others.
Any woman, because it's just a mutation, but there are familial tendencies, meaning that in some families it's more common for all the females of that family to have fibroids. Then there are racial differences as well. People of African descent have fibroids at least 3 times more commonly than people of Caucasian descent.
The exact cause of fibroids is not known, and individuals have taken the opportunity to form several theories. However, Dr. Morgan says cell mutation plays a major role in the development of fibroids.
Normally, when cells divide, they produce another cell that's exactly like the one that was produced. But sometimes there are mistakes in the replication process and you get a different kind of cell, meaning that just slightly different from the normal cell. And each fibroid is a different mutation. So in an individual, each fibroid actually is slightly different genetically from the rest of the uterus, and that is the main way that fibroids are caused.
The growth of the fibroids is, however, influenced by the female hormones.
Estrogen tends to get the fibroids to grow bigger over time because they have particular receptors for the estrogen. And the other female hormone that is commonly present, the progesterone, tends to slow the growth of the fibroid, basically. So if you take away estrogen, the fibroids will not grow any further.
Consultant obstetrician and senior medical officer at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital, Dr. Orville Morgan. Treating fibroids can either be medical or surgical. Medical treatment addresses the pain and other side effects of the illness. Minimal surgical technique, endometrial ablation, myomectomy, and hysterectomy are some of the other treatment options a woman with fibroids can consider. Talk to your doctor if you suspect you may have fibroids. I'm Camilla Guthrie, reminding you that you only get one body, so take care of it.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.